This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I have definitely reached total information overload. I have never had more important news to cover and more of a jam-packed broadcast. Coming up at the next segment, we're going to kick off with Ted Nugent live via the phone, and then later in the broadcast, I'm going to air large excerpts of an hour and a half in-depth, amazing interview that we did a few weeks ago at his home in Central Texas up by Waco. Just amazing. And it's so critical, the things he talks about in this period of time we're all living in. So Ted Nugent is going to be joining us to respond to the March to Disarm the American People and the whole AstroTurf situation funded by Soros, and the fact that it's blown up in their face. And Ted Nugent privately told me that that was what they expected to happen when I was just there a few weeks ago. And he talked about some of it publicly, but maybe he'll elaborate more on the whole kind of inside baseball of the NRA. Because here's the deal. The left doesn't listen to us anyways. I don't believe a word we say. They're such idiots. So Ted has been proven right. Trump's been proven right. That's coming up in the next segment. We're going to go over all of it. Now, talk about information overload. Here's the type of stories I've got. Arrest made in a Hollywood sex dungeon cult connected to the Clintons and more. And it ties into Aleister Crowley rituals. And it ties into U.S. senators and Vicente Fox's daughter. I mean, this just gets crazier and weirder. These people are so whacked out. I would never get sick of riding around on a souped up golf cart with Labrador retrievers and shooting guns like Ted Nugent does. I mean, I never get sick of enchiladas and rock and roll and friends and family and, you know, hiking or being on the boat. I just don't get why Hollywood, like, who goes, let's go drink some blood and brand women in devil worship. And let's bathe in blood. I mean, it's just like, what's wrong with these people? They're scum. And they're mentally ill. And they're what we face. So that's coming up. Also, they caught this couple up in Boston with a bunch of weapons and hand grenades, and they were government agents, and they called the police on themselves. That looks like some type of false flag dry run right there, ladies and gentlemen, because this was going on during the gun-grabbing march in Boston. And, of course, you got the Boston Marathon coming up. We're going to look at that. We've got migrant baby boom causes highest birth rate in Germany in 40 years. And get ready for this. This is on Infowars.com. The official Swedish government has put out handbooks for Muslims to explain how to have sex with their children. Because I guess they're just saying, we accept that you have child brides. Muhammad married a 9-year-old. And so you can actually read the manual being put out nationwide. Swedish government releases brochure for migrants legitimizing child marriage, despite vote in parliament to stop recognizing child marriage. You just can't make this up. A DOJ charges FBI agent under Espionage Act for leaking to the media. Planned Parenthood said, we need a Disney princess who's had an abortion. How about one that's been sexually mutilated by the Islamicist? Amazing. And we're going to get also into breaking FBI detains InfoWars contributor, a former board member of the Davos Group, Ted Malik, interrogating him about Trump and everybody else. Just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Looks like we're going to have the exclusive with Ted Malik popping in the second hour with Dr. Jerome Corsi. We're working out with his lawyers right now. This is a crazy time to be alive. Speaking of Russia, the really big news, Russia crisis hotter than the Cold War. And I agree with the Australian newspaper statement on that. And you've got Russian military chief lays out Kremlin's high-tech war plans. Russia readies for opening strike, warns they may strike NATO first. This is Reuters. Russia vows to respond with force. I mean, this is all deteriorating very quickly. Meanwhile, the real enemy within is the leftist. They're the ones trying to overthrow our rights and overthrow our Second Amendment and turn us into a bunch of neutered slaves. But it's not going to happen. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a real treat for you here today. We're going to have an exclusive, in-depth interview at his house a few weeks ago with his lovely wife and just amazing dogs and all the hunting gear, you name it, with Ted Nugent. And it's a perfect shot of Americana adrenaline into the veins of this nation. Ted Nugent defines straight edge Americana, and he can be tracked back to being basically patient zero, going back 40 plus years, bringing the rebirth of the Republic back. And I can tell you, without Ted Nugent in the fight, Trump wouldn't have been elected. And the globalists would have already basically taken this country down. And without Matt Drudge or without Donald Trump or without you, but just it's important to single that out so a lot of you out there realize just how important and precious the patriots are that we have that have paid a lot monetarily, their careers, you name it, being persecuted by Hollywood, the entertainment system, for not selling their nation out. But you know what? Our founders gave up even more than that. So I salute Ted Nugent. He's just popping in before we go to this big interview that we're going to exclusively air here today to give us the optics on what's currently happening. And when I was at his house 2.5-3 weeks ago, I said, listen, people are really concerned about Trump saying, oh, I want to hear you out. What do you want? It's all on the table to get them to say we want to ban your guns. And he told me a little bit more off record, said some on the record. And I said, well, I'm going to trust you and I'm going to trust Trump because I know you're not a compromiser. And, well, it's been proven right. They got the Democrats to come out all over CNN, all over Fox News. They introduced legislation all over the country to ban all semi-autos. They've got the former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens saying repeal the Second Amendment. And this took the Republicans, who were 5, 10, 15 points, depending on the poll, behind with this big blue wave coming in and re-energized people, woke them up that, yeah, we're in round two here. The war isn't over. It just started. And now we're in a fighting position here. So I got to tell you, the 4D chess is working. Ted Nugent, we salute you. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks, Alex, and God bless you and everybody that I know that are performing our original founding father's vision of we the people by raising hell and spotlighting cockroaches. And I never in my 70 years of clean and sober rhythm and blues rock and roll American dream have I seen more we the people patriots raising hell and spotlighting more cockroaches than ever before. And if I may, Alex, this needs to be emphasized now that Stevens has shown the true colors of the liberals and the Democrats. Now that the so-called Supreme Court, so-called justice, claims that the Second Amendment should be repealed, let it be known, and we should emphasize this all the time, that when we won the Supreme Court rulings in Heller in Washington, when the Supreme Court determined we do indeed have a God-given individual right guaranteed by the Constitution to keep and to bear arms, the dissenting paper signed by 4 of the 9 Supreme Court justices, I find it hard to even call them that because they don't qualify, they actually wrote a dissenting not only don't Americans have a right to keep and bear arms, but they actually used, Alex, the Supreme Court justices defying the majority. They claim that Americans have no basic right, hang on, to self-defense. They actually wrote the words, no right to self-defense. And those punks weaseled their way onto something called the Supreme Court and are considered to be justices. If that doesn't scare the hell out of you, then I suppose you might want to get comfortably numb and have a party with, you know, Michael Moore. So these are dangerous times, and now the spotlight has hit the biggest and ugliest cockroaches, and let it be known, the left, the Democrats, they are on record. They want to repeal the Second Amendment. If you're not a member of the National Rifle Association, you are on the side of people who want to repeal the Second Amendment. Case closed.
You're absolutely right. And the sickeningness of watching the Democrat dupes, only 9% or so were actually below the age of 18, basically a Department of Education march against our Second Amendment. These very same leftists have called for my site to be taken down, for you to be silenced. They played clips of you and me and Buddhists and all the rest of it. And then there they were with the National Guard and the police protecting them, good guys with guns. And then there's Michael Moore with his six bodyguards, because I've had them, you know, run into me before, just trying to interview him in New York. And there they are with this justice who to this day, even retired justices have up to four federal marshals that basically live with them. So these guys have armed guards. They are protected with taxpayer money, but they want to deny us that right. Isn't that the ultimate form of discrimination?
Well, and let's really spotlight the other toxic cockroach in the room. You know, I know you, and again, my family, my friend. I'm in the recording studio with the greatest humans on earth, Greg Smith on bass guitar, Jason Heartless on drums, and Michael Lutz behind the controls. I got the greatest positive energy and happiest American dream rock and roll firestorm going on every day of my life, but I have to earn it. And how I earn it is by not just celebrating the positives and the beauty of hard work and the benefits of freedom, but to spotlight the cockroaches. And Alex, everybody I know, you and all my friends and family, we believe in law and order and the heroes of law enforcement. But the most heartbreaking cockroach in the spotlight now is the turncoats, the traitors in the Federal Bureau of Investigation. No wonder they don't feel guilty walking in buildings that say J. Edgar Hoover over the entrance way. Now, there are great heroes in law enforcement, but obviously, and it breaks my heart, that the FBI is infested with traitors and liars and scammers and criminal punks who have turned on we the people. Do you know, Alex, that the FBI followed those two voodoo Allah monsters to Dallas to gun down innocent Americans at the Muhammad Allah voodoo cartoon contest? Thank God the Dallas police killed them dead. But the FBI followed those two terrorists to the event, Alex, watched it unfold, took photos. This is the FBI, Alex. This isn't, you know, this isn't the MS-13. This is the FBI documenting, watching, monitoring, following terrorists shooting AK-47s at innocent Americans at a public event, and the FBI didn't intervene. They left, Alex. Thank God for the heroes of law enforcement, the Dallas Police Department, who shot the two subhuman devils dead. How beautiful was that?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that came out. That came out months ago and almost got no coverage. In fact, pull up the article where FBI agents watched the Islamists fire their AK-47s into the building, and they were taken out in seconds, and then there was almost no coverage. Why did they do that? Then you learn the Justice Department has been protecting jihadis, like we saw in San Bernardino, and demoting FBI agents that try to do their jobs, and then putting weirdos like Reality Winner, that crazy ISIS-connected lady, you know, inside the NSA, inside the CIA. They have put literal whack jobs throughout our government.
And, Alex, you know, I know you're attacked and I'm attacked for claiming these most outrageous, unbelievable claims and identifications of documented events. But the reason we're condemned for doing this is because what we are exposing, what we are documenting is absolutely in the unbelievable column that the heroes of the Federal Bureau of Investigation would turn on the people of America. This is unbelievable, but it's happening. You know, you see that the FBI, I mean, it's like Whitey Bulger. I mean, the FBI in Boston knew this guy was killing and maiming and torturing and raping and committing all these felonies pretty much every other day. And the FBI looked the other way. Alex, this is like in the movie, not The Patriot, but Braveheart. When Wallace was going to go kill the king, and the henchman came back with his lance, and it turned out to be Wallace's friend.
That's right. Stay right there.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right. One of the greatest living legends of rock and roll and one of my favorite musicians, period. And, of course, the fire starter out there defending the Republic, Ted Nugent. And the reason I love Ted Nugent so much is I realize how evil the globalists are. They're minions, all these scumbags that lust after running our lives, that are threatened by red-blooded Americans, that are threatened by strong men and strong women, and who are threatened by independence. They want to capture that spirit. And if you go to one of these anti-gun marches, they look like drooling, mindless, pathetic, chicken-necked, vicious little zombies who always try to beat up our camera people and not let anybody have speech. So, you just look at people at a Ted Nugent concert versus you go look at the folks at an anti-gun rally, you can see that they're a bunch of pathetic followers led by criminals. Now, coming up, we got the big interview in the third hour with Ted Nugent, inside his home, amazing behind-the-scenes stuff, the antidote to tyranny. But you were on fire during the break for 4 minutes talking about Rich Wyatt, talking about finishing up about, you know, the criminal elements inside government, how we got to deal with it. And, of course, the next shoe to drop, their next assault. So let's talk about it.
Well, you know, I'm like I said, Alex, God bless you and everybody out there that busts their ass to be in the asset column, working hard, playing hard Americans. These are my friends. These are real Americans who make sacrifices and take risks, and they are alive and well. We are alive and well. And thank God for you and a bunch of us out here. We're getting the truth and logic and common sense across in spite of the mainstream, you know, Himmler media propaganda ministry. But what I was wrapping up in our last segment is that it's really a heartbreaker, and it really does qualify as unbelievable the level of criminality in the top of our government, at the top of the FBI, with the line of Comey and Clinton and Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder and the gun-running president, Fast and Furious Barack Obama, and the Lois Lerner weaponizing the IRS. I mean, these are horror stories that you'd think would be in a Jason Bourne movie in Nazi Germany, but bottom line is, we have got to continue to raise hell with our elected officials, make certain we're members of the NRA, and I'll bring a case in point. My good friend, a law enforcement hero, Rich Wyatt, who had a wonderful TV show called American Guns with his family out of Denver, Colorado, the ATF, a couple of rogue agents and the lunatic friend, came and tackled this guy. And remember, he's a cop all his life. He's on TV with his FFL and crossing his T's and dotting his I's. Rich Wyatt has been in jail for over a year because he was targeted as a pro-Second Amendment guy and didn't quite have the visible voice that guys like you and I do. So I want my friends out there in Colorado and beyond, start asking questions about why Rich Wyatt, a hero, a great law-abiding American, Rich Wyatt is in prison. And that's proof that this government, when it is out of control to the level where the FBI is turning on us and violating their oath to the Constitution, Alex, this is tragic. So what you're doing is spotlighting cockroaches. What I'm doing is spotlighting cockroaches. Sean Hannity does a great job. Tucker Carlson does a great job. Laura Ingraham does a great job. Rush Limbaugh does a great job. Everybody on our side, in various levels and various styles, we're spotlighting cockroaches. So if the people, if people listening are not members of the NRA, the left and the America haters, thank you. If you don't raise hell with your elected officials, Nancy Pelosi thinks you're on her side. So this is the real bottom line, is that we have got to raise hell with our elected employees and keep on them till we see some accountability. Until the day Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton and Lois Lerner
You're right. And just remembering the whole Rich Wyatt case, these were ATF guys he went shooting with. He knew it was just a bizarre leftist targeting.
Yes.
Because he was popular. He was on the news. They're targeting us all. And let's not forget, over 10,000 Christian charities, churches, harassed, people arrested, and it came out in the documents that they were targeting them, knowing they hadn't done anything wrong, and then no one even got in trouble. That is Nazi Germany or Soviet Union level. So, of course, the Democrats want to ban our speech. Of course they want to set us up and put us in prison. They ship guns to Mexico, we now know from CBS News, to blame the Second Amendment. So they are criminals. There is no length they won't go. And I want to go back to this just briefly in the time we have, and your big interview is coming up. We appreciate your time, Uncle Ted, and you get back in the studio with this killer record I hear is coming out. But looking at this and talking to you and saying, listen, the tactic is say we want to hear what they want, so they come out and tell us they want to ban everything because we know that's their real plan. And then you said, just watch, Trump knows what he's doing. And it's happened. It got them to come out and admit the truth and completely blew up in their face. And I just can't believe how stupid they are. But can you give people any more little inside baseball about some of the conversations, the NRA or some of the conversations with these congressmen and folks?
Well, first of all, I mean, I hate even saying the words never show your hand, but I just did. That doesn't mean I'm showing my hand, but there is a strategy. There is improvise, adapt, and overcome in the world of the outrageous, freedom-hating, Constitution-crushing, liberal-left-Democrat assault on what used to be America. And Donald Trump is a clever guy. I believe 100% in my heart and soul that he is maneuvering. That's why he continues to change his administration, because it's difficult to find honest people. It's difficult to find people that will stay on his campaign agenda. And I see a lot of people squawking that he's backing off and the omnibus bill, the budget is an absolute cluster whack. But believe me, he's fighting at the pace at least equal to the incrementalism that we lost these rights, that we wasted our tax dollars, that we pay our enemies, that we pay a Planned Parenthood scam, that we pay the
propaganda. Well, exactly. He's already reversed so much it's a godsend. But expanding on that, it's almost like police hostage negotiators when they say to the guy that's got the woman, you say, what is it you want? We'll give you anything you want. We're not going to give them what they want. We're wanting them to go. We want to take your rights and enslave you. We're total criminal scum. George Soros, we love him. And they did it. He said, what do you want? And they said, we want everything.
Listen to the words from all the leftists, all the gun grabbers, all the Second Amendment haters that they want. Quote, these are talking points from hell. Himmler could have done a better job than this. We're all looking, we all agree, most of America wants common sense gun safety regulations. That has nothing to do with their agenda. I own hundreds of guns and they're all perfectly safe. Most of them which the Supreme Court numbnut Stevens and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Fast and Furious Holder and Lynch, they would take my guns in a heartbeat if they couldn't. In fact, Dianne Feinstein is on record more than once saying we would take them all tonight if we could. That's not ambiguous. When they say Australian-style gun laws, that means coming to your door and taking your guns. And when they call them assault weapons, that means your semi-automatic Benelli goose gun.
Unbelievable. I'm going to make him hold for one more segment and just finish up with 2 minutes on the other side, because we have the 21st century version of Paul Revere right here on air with us right now. TedNugent.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I got to tell you, I have been around a lot of professional guitar players and seen them play in person. And fellow conservative and patriot and Christian, of course, one of the guys that helped found Metallica, and of course, Megadeth, Dave Mustaine. And that's kind of almost a classical style when they're playing that fast. But with Ted Nugent, the grinding, grungy, blues power of it in person was just, it wasn't even real. And in fact, we had nice microphones. They're just regular microphones on the cameras. It's still amazing when the interview comes up. Some of the songs he plays, Star Spangled Banner, Stranglehold, some of the new stuff he's doing. But to hear it in person. Because he had the amp turned up, but you know, usually when the amp's cranked up, you don't like blasting sound. At least I don't, but I did. I wanted more of it. The labs, though, when they see Daddy start going for the guitar, they start backing away, though. Imagine the dog ears. So there's footage of all that. His dogs are awesome. I love dogs. And it's a great interview. But just how American and down-to-earth and unpretentious patriots are, whether they're from Michigan or Texas or Northern California or upstate New York or Florida or West Virginia or Tennessee or Illinois, they're just good, real people. And then you get around globalists and liberals and minions, and they're like lobotomized fruitcakes at the bottom, and at the top, it's a bunch of criminals. Let me tell you, the average leftist, it's about power. And when Ted Nugent got into the fact that he's not against the police, he's against a police state. Like North Korea is a police state. Communist China is a police state. Collapsed Venezuela is another wondrous communist utopia that Bernie Sanders would give us. And when the IRS is persecuting gun shops and gun owners, and when the government's shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, and when they're trying to put Ted Nugent in prison constantly for legally hunting these leftist game wardens and people, we know that 80% of the cops and people are good. But in these leftist areas, they let people beat women in the head with bike locks at Berkeley, and the police sit there and smile while a professor walks up and clubs some woman in the head in a crowd, like out of a nightmare movie, like a bunch of vampires, grabs a woman and sucks her into a crowd and then breaks four of her bones. And the way Antifa here and in the UK will walk right up to women and men will just start beating women up, and the left goes, yeah! Just like they're allied with radical Islam and the genital mutilation. Excuse me, I'm ranting. Uncle Ted, I want you to get back in the studio. Just putting a bookend on that, the new record, other tidbits. I'm confident as long as we get out and speak, we're going to keep the House. Trump's starting to move against Bezos and the globalists. A lot of exciting things happening, and we are an instant gratification country, but I agree with you. We need to be thanking our lucky stars that the American people put Trump over the top, and now we've got a fighting chance.
Well, I'm in the studio making, I don't know, it was my 40 or 50th record. I started recording back in 1960 with my Detroit band. But I'm having the time of my life, but I'm more than happy to put the guitar down and earn my American dream by performing my We the People responsibilities to raise hell and demand constitutional accountability from my elected employees. That's all that Americans really are duty-bound to perform. And so I beg and beseech, implore and prod and cajole and pound if I have to my fellow Americans who think if they just nod when they hear truth and logic and common sense like this, that's not enough. You have to be a member of the NRA. You have to vote. If we let Democrats who have made it clear and unambiguous that they want to repeal the Second Amendment, they'll tell you they don't, but they want to repeal the Second Amendment. They want to force Americans into unarmed helplessness. So if you don't help defeat Democrats, if you don't get Republicans in there and then hold their feet to the fire with constant constitutional pressure, then you are the enemy of America. Apathy is worse than liberalism. Apathy is worse than a Democrat. Apathy is what ushered in the Barack Obamas and the criminality of Lois Lerner and gun-running Eric Holder, et cetera, et cetera. So God bless America. God bless the real heroes of law enforcement and the sacrifices of our military warriors. If we don't pay them back by performing our We the People participation in this experiment in self-government, shame on us. Nancy Pelosi dreams that conservatives and gun owners don't vote. Do not give Nancy Pelosi her dream. Vote and vote out the Second Amendment repealing Democrats, and make sure you and all your friends and buddies are members of the National Rifle Association, and America will be back on track the way we want it to be.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for having me in your home and your wife and all the great work you do. And we're going to get the full interview posted on Infowars.com the next hour. We're going to air large excerpts of it today and tomorrow. Just amazing being there in your home and just seeing that pure Americana. God bless you, Uncle Ted.
Well, thank you. And I'll get you some copies of the new song, Cocked, Locked, and Ready to Rock the Glock Dock. It'll be the ultimate bumper music for you.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Godspeed.
All right, there he goes. And when I feel the spirit of the globalist, how weak and sinister and evil it is, and then the spirit of Ted Nugent in person, I'd met him before, and he'd been on the show for, you know, 16, 17 years he's been coming on. But I was going out to local radio stations. He would, like, call the station, find the hotline number, and he would call to go on the show, too. So he's a listener, and so is his wife. But when I think about people like them and how genuine and strong they are and how honorable they are, and then I look at the Democrats and the globalists, and they're just a bunch of dumb followers, a bunch of dumb, helpless sheep. And then evil people controlling them. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to actually frame this, because my son at 15, out of the gates, has his video and his news story on the number one website in the world, drudgereport.com. So that's coming up in the next segment. My son had the idea yesterday. No, it was the night before. He shot it yesterday. And he said, "Dad, after school, I want to come into the office. Can I take an Uber at 3? And I want to challenge David Hogg to a debate." And I said, "Sure." Well, he came in, he shot it. And it's powerful. Alex Jones' son challenges David Hogg to a debate. It's up on drudgereport.com, the lower right-hand corner. And I think that Drudge link to me means more than any of the others I've had over the years. That's great. I don't know, the spirit cooking one 3 days before the election, which the globalists think was one of the key things that sent over the top. That's pretty important. Speaking of spirit cooking, I'm going to cover this as well. There is that NXIVM group that reportedly brands the women and starves them and sex slaves them and is into the occult. They have dungeons, and that's what 50 Shades of Grey is. It's like a feeder into these things, and then there's cults deeper than that. That's just mid-level. Of course, Hillary Clinton's connected to it, and all these top senators and Democrats are, and then they're trying to deny they were part of the sex cult, though, but then the very Democrats that are listed here are the senators and people that are in the article on InfoWars.com. They are tweeting out the image of the Aleister Crowley high priestess. Isn't that interesting? The spirit cooking and Marina Abramovich. And you look at that woman, the narcissism, the look of arrogance, that she's so powerful and she can make you live longer, and she's like a vampire, they say, so she looks pretty. Oh, give me a break. She fingers looks like a hag. But the point is that her soul's ugly. And so, oh, they're all sharing pictures of her, but they're not part of any sex cults or anything. They're just the Podesta emails where they say, "You're coming to the ritual, we got the blood and semen." I mean, it's all what's going on. So that's why I get so angry at these people, folks, because they are the scum of the earth. And of course, their religion is shriveling women.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation.
at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. You know, I just heard that National Rifle Association ad airing on the radio side, TV side. We had a video ad going with Dana Lash. I always call her Loesch. I'm teleprompter free. Dana Lash, great, smart, syndicated radio host, great lady, very successful spokesperson for the NRA that the left wants to basically kill and says is a witch and burn her, literally. They heard that ad running, and Media Matters wrote stories about it, George Soros' outfit, saying, oh, look, the National Rifle Association is spending money with Alex Jones, like they're the arbiter, they're the boss, they're the god, and, ooh, if they say it's bad, it's bad. No, morons. I like that ad. So I have part of the radio ads on the network, so I run that ad. Even though one of those ads is about $1,000 a minute, I run it and eat $1,000 every time. Comprende? I pay to air the NRA. Figure that out? So you guys don't get it, do you? I'm not doing this for money. I'm not doing this for myself. I don't sit there and calculate the work I do about me personally. It's about my children and the future. I'm a kamikaze. I don't care what you do to me financially. I don't care how you come after me. I'm committed because I know you're bad people, and I want to get you off of our collective backs. Isn't that something you can now understand, dumbos? Now, it is true that the NRA advertises on my YouTube channel, and it's not even that much money, and they're always trying to get rid of our sponsors. You people are pathetic. You know now, though, that it drove up the prices to be on my channel, and now actually a lot more money is coming in. It's just crazy. YouTube couldn't even control themselves because the channel is just such a premium now that they can upsell everybody, and just the ads are just pouring in. Ridiculous. So let me tell you your story, right, Media Matters. They're not paying to be on the radio. They're paying to be on the Internet, video side of it, and they love the results they're getting, so stick that in your pipe. I know you guys are like the referee and the arbiters, and you're the adults and we're the children, and you tell us what words to use and how to act and what to do. It doesn't work like that. Okay? Now, we had bodies, whole body support in for 2 weeks, and the initial sale run sold out. Even though I thought it would be a 3-month supply, because people are into turmeric. And they're into the amazing benefits and everything that, you know, they know it does. And they know that we have a 95% curcumin level, 450 milligrams per powdered capsule. And that is at the very top of the industry at a price way lower than competitors. The average has a curcumin level of 3. Ours is concentrated, organic, and fresh. It is 95% rated curcumin. Yeah. See, everybody else does 5 to 7 times markup. We don't do that. We actually put it into the product so that we have the ultimate turmeric formula. Anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support, and so much more. And it's not just the turmeric. It's got a bunch of other key things that go with it that make it, we believe, the ultimate formula. And we know at the very top 1%. Of what is already the rage for many years because of the studies and the facts. Bodies is back 25% off, despite the fact that this was a smaller run because we could not even secure enough to do a bigger run and have it all be organic certified, so we're having to wait. So despite the fact that this will definitely sell out probably in 4 or 5 days, read all the 5-star reviews, InfoWarsLife.com, and you can get your bodies today. Now, another sale that's going to have to end is 50% off Rainforest Plus and 50% off the Real Red Pill that go together. You get free shipping when you get them together or get them by themselves, 50% off. But 50% off on both together and free shipping or individually 50% off. The Real Red Pill is a 7-day challenge. It takes about a week for me to see it kick in. But the Rainforest, 30 minutes. But it's amazing. Go read about it today. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And please support our local affiliates as well. I want to thank you all for your support. It is, everything you're doing is critical. Now, my son, he had the idea 2 nights ago. He said, I want to challenge David Hogg to a debate. Because he challenged you, Dad, and flaked out. Maybe he'll debate me. And he talked about how he has ridiculous talking points, like the Pope saying that there is no hell. Like I said, it's like, might as well have Satan as the Pope. I expect the Pope to say next, worship Lucifer. He is God. Side issue. Just unbelievable. Alex Jones' son challenges David Hogg to a gun debate. It's a very powerful video. And I'm just proud of him. So this is my son's work. Here it is.
Hello, Mr. Hogg. My name is Rex Jones, and I want to make a public statement about you claiming to speak for my generation about guns.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking. They have gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe, and to that we say, no more.
Hogg, you claim that the establishment is shaking in its boots in fear of you. No, they love you. They love gun control. They've wanted this for years.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Here's the legislation that you supported in Georgia. The last assault weapons ban Democrats in your state pushed, and I'm quoting from the legislation right here. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations shall seize and take possession of any assault weapon, large capacity magazine, armor-piercing bullet, or incendiary 50 caliber bullet. Shall seize and take possession of.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my guns from my cold dead hands. Okay.
It is admitted that they want to disarm the American people, just as they have done with so many corrupt regimes in the past. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, North Korea. Do you think those places, do you think those corrupt leaders allowed their citizens to have guns? Do you think that the Jews were able to protect themselves when Hitler put them in concentration camps? No, they were disarmed, and that's why they were enslaved. Hogg, you're a public figure, and you call my dad a piece of SHI you-know-what, and you say all kinds of other horrible things. You've challenged him to a debate and then backed out of it. The fact is, you and your fellow students have been handpicked by the mainstream media to misrepresent the American people and make it look like the average young American teen wants to have their First and Second Amendment taken away. Many people in your name, such as CNN, have called for my father to be banned off YouTube and claim that it's bullying to say that it's authoritarianism to repeal the Second Amendment. Mainstream media uses you as a child human shield so that you can go out and make outrageous statements without anyone being allowed to rebut you without being labeled a bully. The truth is, Mr. Hogg, that George Soros and the groups funding your anti-gun march are a clear and present danger to this country and draw clear parallels to Nazi Germany and the authoritarian regimes of the past.
Well, David Hogg, here we are. We're at the Peace Officers Memorial in downtown Austin. These brave men and women took an oath to uphold the Constitution. The sheriff in your state did too, but he didn't protect y'all. He stayed outside while the massacre happened. And you like to blame that on guns? I say we shouldn't blame that on guns. We should blame that on the sheriff that failed to act. But no, you make apologies for him. You said that going down a barrel of an AR-15 is dangerous, and you understood why he was scared. Going down the barrel of an AR-15 is that man's job. And for you to make apologies for him is absolutely disgusting. The veterans who died in the Revolutionary War and in the War of 1812, they died to protect this country from the British. They died to protect their civil rights in World War II and World War I. American soldiers went across the globe to protect our freedoms. You say that those freedoms are obsolete, that no one needs a weapon of war. Were you taught in school, David Hogg, about how our country was founded? Were you taught in school that at Lexington and Concord, the British came for our firearms and our weapons, and we said no, and we defended our country with all of our might and strength? And that's how we became the most free, the most prosperous, and the most successful nation on earth to the date? Do you know how that happened? Brave men and women, like the men and women behind me, stood up and they said, no, we will not submit to tyranny. And that is what you are doing. You are submitting to tyranny. You are begging to have the rights that our forefathers fought for stripped away. You say, yes, please take my rights. I say, no, you're not going to take my rights.
Well, I'm 15 years old, Mr. Hogg, and I don't need talking points or a little teleprompter behind my CNN interview screen to get my point across. I'm backed up by statistics and facts. You are backed up by falsities and lies. Mr. Hogg, my dad publicly invited you to...
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.